Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank? Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Shannon, I think we need some sort of music to like come into that's non...
We need something to amp us up that's not going to get us demonetized.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we need something. There's got to be a beat. There's got to be some sort of non... In fact, Dylan, that's your job right now is you need to find... what are they called?
Royalty-free.
Royalty-free, cool, fucking badass intro. Like where after that intro music comes, it comes in and we're like, yeah, what's up? It's a fucking Real Ass Podcast. We're going to test it out right now. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Dylan. Dildo is going to be fucking earning his keep around here. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, kid?
Feeling good, buddy. We're coming off we're having a hot week.
It was a crazy hot week. Both physically, like in the air, and also
we're killing it this week, buddy.
With the podcasts, Legion of Skanks, Zach D'Amico announced as my vice presidential candidate this week on Legion of Skanks. Which I got to be honest with you, I think that we are. I know that we're only in third on the polls right now, but you know,
but we're the sleeper hit.
I'm telling you, I think our fans are a little bit more hardcore parkour than the rest of the fans. A lot of people like to talk a big game. It's very easy to click that button when you see it on Twitter. But registering and showing up on election day and actually voting, that's going to be when it really counts.
Not to compare you to somebody. Well, everybody thought Hillary was going to win, too. They had that shit in the bag.
That is true.
Got real cocky.
So I want to see, for some reason, is my stream all choppy? I'm seeing my stream being choppy as hell right here, Shannon.
It was flashing yellow a little bit before, but it evened out, so it should clear up in the next
minute. All right, look, great show planned today. It's very good. I just refreshed. Everyone's good. Real Ass Podcast, Wednesday show, hump day show. Very excited to have this guest back in studio. It's been a fucking hot minute since we've had her on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the lovely and hilarious Natalie Cuomo. What's up, girl?
How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Are you enjoying life post-quarantine, or is it post-quarantine? Are we still in a quarantine? I don't even know what the rules are
anymore. I don't think it's quarantine. It's post-pandemic? I don't think it's post-pandemic.
It's mid-pandemic.
Mid-pandemic?
Yeah.
It's mid.
Tail end.
Post-mid-end.
End of the first wave.
You know what, guys? This is going to be, we're going to look back at this time and say those were the good old days.
Sadly.
Remember when we got just a touch of freedom again?
Look, we have an incredible show planned for today, as always. Dildo, did you find any cool royalty-free music? Can we give this a shot? Let's try the intro again. Pretend the intro just happened. Shannon, right? And now, go ahead, go. That's right, it's the Real Ass Podcast Wednesday show. Hanging out here in the studio with Zach D'Amico, the international... I like that, Dildo. Dildo, I wanted to shit on you. I want to shit all over your little fucking gay face. Rub it in, smear it in, and fucking come right into that little mouth.
And this is royalty-free?
It's royalty-free? What is this?
With lyrics?
Who is this?
It says the wreckage breaking
what
through.
What is going on with fucking...
I've heard this on other stuff, so it says non-copyrighted music, so we're going to go with it. I like it.
I like it. I got no problem with it. I would listen to this. I'm going to see this band live right now.
This is what I hear when your mouth is moving.
Give me some more volume on it. I like it. What? It's never ended. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday show. Holy shit. The band Chevelle is really falling off. Is that what they were called? Chevelle?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Red.
All right, it is terrible, but I like it. I got no problem with this song. That's what we're going to use.
You know what? It sounds like the music they use in like sports video games.
Yeah. Well, let's pretend we're going to use that from now on. Fine, but we're going to cut. Let's just loop the music part. I don't need to hear this guy's fucking jerk off vocals. Fuck him. Thank them for letting us use unlicensed music.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna. And Dylan, you nailed it in the first shot. Very impressive. I was on my Twitch stream this morning. twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. If you guys want to follow me, I am an affiliated Twitch streamer. Dildo was the one who helped me set up the stream, and I was talking to everybody about it. If you look at it, Dildo, my YouTube thing, it doesn't say that anymore. I moved something. I have no idea why. I tried to move it back. It didn't work. It made it worse.
Yeah, that's what I said to you. I was like, yeah, I got to come over because I have no idea what the fuck you did. It's
so
all off.
I said to everybody, they're like, how much did you pay Dildo to do this?
Not a lot.
And I told, well, this is what I told the stream. And then they were like, that's way too much. And everyone was like, dude, I would have done it for a fraction of that because I paid Dildo. He said not a lot. Did you hear the way that he said not a lot, Natalie?
Yeah.
Do you see a little bit insubordinate, a little disrespectful, right?
That's why his name's Dildo.
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Because he deserves to be disrespected. I love the fact that Natalie has no respect for you either. She's fucking, what? She's nice to everybody. Yeah. I've never seen Natalie say a nasty word about a single human
Natalie,
being.
Natalie, you're actually wrong. His name is Dildo because his dad's name is Dildo and he's named after his father.
And also the ultimate women's pleasure device.
Oh my God.
Boom!
Nobody says boom after anything. Dildo's such a horny little prick. He asked me, he's like, dude, how about this? Don't pay me anything and just invite girls over to your apartment. We can like hang out with them.
Not
I was
true.
Like, I swear to God, he said that. I swear to God, he said that. So, and I was like, no, you creep. None of my hot, beautiful women want to be hanging out with a loser. They like bosses. The women who are into me are into fucking clout. Yeah, you're not
the
just
women at Lewis's house do not want to hang out with age appropriate people like you, Dylan.
Exactly. So
you need a fucking pipe and a sweater.
So here's the deal. Okay, Dildo comes over. He sets up my Twitch stream, and he charges me. He tried to charge me. I told him I'd give him $100. He said 150, mm-hmm. and then I settled on 125. Just very simple negotiating tactics. Had he said 250, he probably could have gotten 175 out of me. Dildo, not very good.
I literally opened with, we sat in your kitchen, and we both did the thing of, what do you think this is worth?
Right.
And what did we say?
And I said 100.
I said 2. And I was like, that
no,
two?
You didn't.
And you said, no, you said 2. And you went, what? And I said, 150, I'll walk out right now. And then you went, 100.
Well, no. I said 200 and you won't take. But here's the other factor in this is I'm giving Dildo 20% of what the stream makes.
Yeah.
As it moves forward. Now, so if this stream starts blowing up and doing fucking great shit, Dildo is now making more money probably than he's making anywhere else in his life. So he has the opportunity to legitimately turn this into something that's... Now, when I told my Twitch stream that I gave you $125 to just set up some wires, he literally set up wires.
That's not true.
How long did it take?
It took him probably a couple hours, but it shouldn't have.
No.
It took his fucking time.
Tell him the story, actually.
There's no story here. Dildo came over and set up some wires.
I had to sleep on his couch. You were gone for 4 hours.
Why, Dildo? Why was I gone for 4 hours?
Because you weren't prepared.
Because I needed to buy the wires. Now, I'm paying Dildo. Instead of Dildo driving through the streets and trying to find the wires.
You wanted to take the Revel.
I did want to take a Revel. I do enjoy a Revel bike, and they're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun. You're lucky they're so much fun.
I hear the Revels are banned now. Is that wrong?
Oh, they're banned now. I was on one yesterday.
Am I wrong?
Are Revels banned? I was on one yesterday and a cop rolled up next to me. I wasn't wearing a helmet. And he was like, you know, you're supposed to be wearing a helmet. And then I just lied to his face and said there was no helmet. And he was like, oh, really? And then I said, bzzz, and drove off at 22 miles per hour. Revels suspend service in New York after second death in less than 2 weeks. Oh, no.
Bummer.
When was this?
Yesterday.
No, I drove the last Revel.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
It could have been 3.
They suspended electronic moped service in New York City on Tuesday following a second death on its electric vehicles in 11 days. You motherfuckers. Okay, they're so stupid. I mean, look, you saw me. I was downplaying COVID deaths. 2 deaths. Drop in the bucket.
Yeah, I want to see how many
and
people died in car accidents.
He struck a light pole. Is that, that's not even...
What'd you say?
The guy struck a light pole. Like, that's just him being stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a guy. Oh, man. Like, the CBS news anchor was a girl. You're like, all right, we get it. They have soft heads like babies.
All right. I would like to see an ethnicity report on who these are killing.
Well, you see in Harlem and the Bronx, dude, they just fucking, like, they're just fucking riding on them like surfboards with fucking, their babies are on their shoulders. They don't give a shit in the hood.
One was a chick, Nina Kapoor, 26.
Nina Kapoor.
And the most recent, Jeremy M-A-L-A-E-E.
Kapoor girl. Thank
Malav.
You. Hold on. That was good. It's very sad. The other guy. Yes. What was his name?
Jeremy Malav. M-A-L-A-V-E.
Jeremy Malav. Malayan. All over the floor. My head.
Blame Shannon.
Should have given me a better setup, Shannon. I could. If you gave me a better setup, we could have fucking nailed that one. So, the Revel things, if you guys don't know what they are, they're an electronic scooter. okay? They're like so cheap. I came from my apartment to the studio in like 30 minutes, zipping through traffic, just fucking with no regard for the law.
No helmet.
No helmet, no regard for the law. 30 minutes flat, okay? It goes max speed 30 miles an hour. If you're going uphill, 24 miles an hour.
If I'm going uphill, 5 miles
an hour. If you're going uphill, it just breaks down and starts to fucking cry. It is very, but it's like very, very convenient. Like if you want to just... You know, you're not waiting in traffic. You just zip, right?
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Yes.
Do you need a license?
Yes. How did I drive it? I'm kidding. These are jokes. I wasn't driving it. So anyway.
I was honestly asking.
You do need a license.
You do not
need
have a license?
Natalie, shut the fuck up. What is your problem? Every time you come in here, you're down my throat immediately. Fuck. God damn it. Okay. So they're so convenient. You just zip. Okay. And I was reading about how they're giving the company shit. They're giving the company shit because they're saying it's not safe enough and they're just like letting anybody jump on a fucking electronic scooter. I got to be honest with you, okay? What else is the company supposed to do? The company offers a little 7-minute video on how to do it. And they also offer a free 30-minute in-person lesson. If you want to, you're just going to sign up for a lesson. They'll show you how to fucking ride the bike. At that point, what else are you going to do? Wear the helmet. Obviously, if you can't handle a 25-mile-an-hour electronic scooter, that's sort of on you. How many people are dying on bikes? How many people died on city bikes? Shannon, there's probably an answer to this. I bet you there's a fucking answer. How many people die in car accidents? How many people are dying of COVID-related illnesses? I'm just saying, I really enjoy this Revel. I was very excited about the Revel.
You could buy a Vespa.
I can buy a Vespa.
Because only one of the 20 cyclists killed by traffic crashes this year was on a city bike.
Damn it. We've doubled their numbers already. Damn it, Shannon. Can you ever make me look good? God damn it.
But that really does speak to how fun they are. 2 deaths in 11 days. Those things have to be awesome.
They're so much fun. I can't even explain to you how much fun they are. They don't make a sound, so you have to do it with your mouth. But it is really, really fun. I was going to get my license back just to get one. I want to buy one. How much is an electronic scooter, Shannon? I'll just buy my own electronic scooter. After I moved to Dirty Jersey, I put in an application today.
Are you going to scoot from Jersey?
I'm going to scoot from 26 miles an hour to New York City every day. It's going to take me 3 days.
See, when we do the road, I'm on the back.
Yeah.
Can I get a sidecar and a little helmet? Like, of course. A too tight helmet?
Let's go. Just go the whole, it goes 7 miles.
Do you need one with a seat like that one?
What do you mean with a seat? Yes, it has to have a seat, Shannon.
Oh, because they have other scooters that don't have a seat.
What do scooters have? Oh, you mean like the ones where
stand
one. No, that's gay.
It's an electronic scooter. But yeah, so here, this looks like it. It's about $800.
$800, that's it? The Boom Patriot? How fast does it go? I'll order it right now.
Let's see.
Let's see.
No, that's not a lot of information here.
You find out how fast it goes, because if it could do at least 30 miles, I don't need to go faster than 30. That was it. That was exhilarating enough. I couldn't imagine being on a motorcycle. How does this thing kill you, though? I don't even understand how this thing could possibly kill you.
I don't think it's that that kills you. It's whatever.
Top speed 27
you.
To 35 miles an hour. Wow. And it's all electric.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm doing it.
Oh, look, you get the American flag one.
Oh, you need a real-ass one? I might get one of these. This is
Lewis,
really fun.
If you get the American flag one and a cape, and just pull up to comedy clubs like that.
I'm just trying to impress Natalie right now. She likes bikers, so I'm just trying. When you see a guy on a scooter like this, what do you think? You're like
super
really turned
hot,
on, right?
Yeah.
Same.
Should definitely get one.
It's like when a regular girl sees an Asian guy.
Yeah. Do you, so you're into guys, obviously you have a fiance, which I told you, you know, a year ago, I was like, stupid move. I was like, think about how fast your fan base could be exploding right now.
Had
you not had your fucking fiance there along for the ride. And not only is it just, if you say it and you're like, fine, say it once in a while. Okay. Let everyone know. But then you take pictures with him, you post them all over your social media. It's a fucking problem, Natalie. Let me manage you. Can I please manage you? Natalie, I swear to God, I will have you,
God damn it. I knocked out my own microphone. Shut up.
Don't be nervous.
No, I got
get your pitch. Come on.
This is the pitch.
Natalie, listen up, sharks.
Let me manage you, okay? Within a year, it's over. It is fucking over. You will be on top of the fucking world.
Okay, manage me.
That's it? I'm your manager?
There you go.
Okay, give me your Instagram right now.
It's a productive
give me your phone.
Day.
I'm in charge of your Instagram. First thing your manager is going to do is take over your Instagram. And let me just see all of your photos. Let me have access to every photo in your phone just for a second. It's not even a big deal.
What's your second course of action?
My second course of action is I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Rub a sock across my belly.
Ah, shit. But that is something. Remember when we had N.A. on the show? She shall not be named. And I asked her if she had a boyfriend. She played it coy. She was smart. She was like, maybe. It was like one of those. You know, the problem is N.A. is soulless and doesn't feel love.
Oh, who's this fucking
N.A.? N.A. is she who shall not be named. We don't talk about her on the show. Shannon, I'll tell you later. It was the reason that when I started bringing you on the show, they're like, she's going to be another N.A. Don't bring hot chicks on the show. They're not going to fucking get it. But you get it. She completely gets it. I harass Natalie to the point where it's uncomfortable for everyone in the room every time, and she comes back for more. That will be my first line of defense. That will be my first line of defense when they come for me. But you, yeah, so this chick fucking, you know, for the most part, you know, you got to be careful when you bring hot chicks around.
But I feel like it's even hotter to be unattainable.
Hotter to be unattainable?
Yeah.
No. It's not hotter to be unattainable. That is, see, that's a fucking very womanly way of thinking. That's the way women think.
You fluff to unattainable women. You blow your load to attainable women so that you don't feel bad about yourself afterwards.
There's something about, like, I understand there's something to, like, attainability is probably 100% of what makes me attracted to a woman. That's the first thing first.
Huh.
Is she attainable? And then that's when I will just put my radar to be open for a woman. This is the way that men think, okay? Is she attainable? This is why, like, a hot chick with a limp or like a gap in her teeth or just something like a little chub on her, you're like, all right, I can get that bitch in shape. That's what you want because you know she's still hot, but she's still attainable. You want to have a girl that has a little bit of damage.
Kind of fixer upper.
Right, right. Yep. That's a great point.
Or even like you look at her and you're like, if she had a real bad next 6 months, we could probably be together. Like, if shit really went downhill for her, I could see myself sneaking into her life.
A woman sees a man that's with a woman or has a, you know, is just fucking, oh my God, like there's something attractive about that for a woman off the table that makes her want it more. Guys don't think that way.
Hmm.
Like for me, you know, the shit that I like jerk off to, like it's you'd actually, if you could really see into my crazy head, it's always to, even if it's porn, I have to set up the scenario where it's like, it could happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'll fucking... Yeah. When I'm going to the gym, I'll jerk off to gym porn all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, just fucking...
Just guys named Jim.
Yeah, just anybody named Jim. James, Jimmy. Whoa, hey now. Hey. So, but yeah, that's a different thing. So you need to... Well, and now at this point, because everyone's life is like a reality show, right? So we all simp on your Instagram. Everyone's fucking following your shit. We all see what's going on. You can't just cut them out now. This is your manager speaking. This manager, Louis J. Give me a Jewish last name that sounds like Gomez. Is that
Gomesky. It?
Gomesky. Thank you. So it's ex my writer. I got a writer. You got a manager. Whatever. It's good. Okay.
It's fine.
We got a like a
as his writer. I also get access to your photos.
That is very true. All that's right. Actually.
I got to write the captions.
That's how I pay him.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
You have to. We have to kill him off. Your boyfriend. We have to actually kill off.
Great idea, and. One woman show on Netflix about how you dealt with it.
That's incredible.
Well, yeah.
This is a very smart idea. We'll kill him off. He's in it. He's okay with this.
They love a tragedy.
They do love a tragedy.
Yeah, and then you do like the hour special, 40 minutes, okay comedy, and then long story at the end that's like uplifting about how you dealt with the death of your fiance.
And then at the very end of that, post-credit scene, like a superhero movie, we bring him back.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
How does he come back?
How does he come back?
Yeah.
A seance. We hold a seance for him.
Wow.
And we bring him back as a
ghost. Powerful person.
That's very true. Yeah. So
but then you break up with him.
Here's the problem.
We bring him back, and then you're like, you know what? This isn't going to work out.
Natalie's in love with this fucking guy. That's the problem, is she really loves this. I've been here before. I've been here in a relationship with a chick, and you're like, I just need to show the world all the love that I have. I don't understand why. I'll never do that again. I'll never do it again. But for I remember when me and Kim were together, that's what it was like. Like, every fucking photo was like me and Kim, us cuddling, us kissing. It's sickening. Natalie, it's sickening. Nobody wants to see it.
You don't jerk off to it?
I can't know. If you were a little more sexual with him, I could probably jerk off to it. It's like fucking cuddle bug shit. It's not even fucking hot. I can see if you're like just sucking him off in the photos. I'm like, okay, this is fucking hot as shit. Fine, Natalie, we'll let you have a boyfriend. But you're fucking just like kissing him, going, love this guy. Look at this. Ew.
It's cute.
Yuck. Ah, fuck you both. You make me sick.
You know, someone messaged me from that picture and said, can you please make a sex tape? So I don't know.
Did they really? Yeah. We would all watch the Natalie Cuomo Mexican biker guy sex tape. I don't know his name. I apologize.
The Mayan.
I don't want to say his Instagram. I don't know if he wants it out there. I just know him by his Instagram name.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are fucking, you're in love. And we got to put an end to this now. Look at all the fans agree. Somebody just said, who was that? Taylor G said, I would drink Natalie's bathwater. I mean, the fans like you a lot.
Wow, that's very sweet.
That is very sweet. Yeah, guys, in the chat, tell us things that you would do to Natalie. Only sweet.
Only sweet, please.
Nice only, please.
Only sweet things, guys. Nothing perverted.
Our chat is known for their decorum.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Drinking somebody's bath water, that's not even that gross.
Not really.
Yeah, you're like,
whatever. You know, the fans of the show, this one guy, he saw me on Real Ass Podcast. He messaged me and he said, hey, I just want to tell you, it's okay that you have a really small butt.
That sounds like one of ours.
It's okay that you have a really small butt. I wouldn't call your butt small.
Yeah. I wouldn't either.
I call
but...
it just right.
Yeah, your butt's fine. You know, I try to not actually sexually harass Natalie. I just innuendo it. This is how you know that I'm actually attracted to Natalie, because if I wasn't attracted to her, I'd just
you
be fucking...
You would have just blown it by now.
Yeah, it's fucking retarded. I try to... But yeah, you know, your butt's great. You know, let's get real. If you follow Natalie on Instagram, you're going to... You know, you're going to be in for quite the treats. She fucking, you know, she puts it out there. You have your magazine now. Yeah. What's the magazine about?
I have my butt on the back.
Let me see. See?
It's great.
Look at that. Her butt's right on the back of the magazine. Which fan was that? What's his name? Let's block him from the chat today, Shannon. That's not okay. So what is the magazine called?
It's called Classy Trashy Magazine. Lewis was supposed to be in it, but he was too lazy.
I wasn't too lazy, Natalie. You asked me once, and then I said yes.
I didn't want to harass you.
Is that you understand? You have to harass me. In order to, for me to do something that is not like part of my daily routine, what, Shannon? I see your fucking...
You have to ask five times.
Shannon's fucking eyes are twitching in the background. What's going on?
You have to ask, like, I would say minimum five times.
Shannon, it's so hard to look at you like this, because watching Natalie
great, you'll be
in front
third
of you,
one.
I have to, like, look at Natalie's radiance, gorgeous, and then I look over at Shannon. Shannon has been looking good lately, but it just... It looks like Shannon's, like... Because also with the way the window is kind of, like, covering up, it looks like Shannon's, like Natalie's future, what Natalie's gonna look like in 30 years.
Oh, it's like haunting a Hill House. Yeah. Shannon's hidden in the background.
Shannon looks like old haunted Natalie.
I would be happy
Don't
to look like Shannon.
Don't listen to Lewis. Don't let Lewis manage you.
You gotta. Oh, you guys can actually see it in the background too. You can see it on the camera.
Don't do it.
Oh. Fuck me, dude. If you listen to me, that's your future right there.
Thank you.
It's not a bad life. Shannon, you know you're gorgeous, baby girl. And I love you. But it's true. You need to ask me how many times to do something?
Five. Minimum.
Minimum five.
Okay, so I'll do the next one.
I swear, I would love to be in Classy Trashy Magazine. I'm both classy and trashy. So what is the premise of the magazine?
It's a motorcycle magazine.
See, and I'm getting a fucking one of those boom
I'll have
cycles.
You on your little thing.
Will you feature me on a boom cycle if I buy? I swear to God,
all you have to do is send me a picture. I won't
Natalie?
Even ask you to answer questions.
I want questions and everything. I want you to talk to me about the fucking life on the road.
Okay, please.
With my boom cycle,
your comedy tour.
I'm just driving from Jersey back and forth to the studio on my boom cycle at 30 miles an hour. This just gonna. I want it to be a full expose on me and. Fucking just being a biker.
Yeah.
Is that not? Is that? Do you see a guy on one of those scooters and you're like, that's because you're into biker guys? Is that specifically a turnoff?
No, it's fine.
She's good. I like her. She's a smart girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this. So $800 later, Shannon, I'm buying one this month, and I really mean this. I feel like nobody's gonna pull somebody over on one of those things. Right? As long as I have my, I'll buy a cool helmet.
Yeah,
if I have
that's
a cool helmet,
thinking.
I'm thinking nobody's going to pull me over. You can't go fast. As long as I'm, but it's so hard to not break the laws. Like, how do you not run red lights if there's nobody there with that thing?
Well, it can only go to 35 miles per hour, so you're fine.
Exactly. I like it.
It keeps you in check.
Let's see. Let's get some plugs out of the way. Kenny P says she's a biker slut too. Smiley face, heart face. Look at that. Biker slut.
Sweet stuff.
Is that offensive to you?
Oh, no. It's adorable.
They love it. See, it's very adorable, Kenny. Keep on using words like that. Very, very nice. Let's get some plugs out of the way. And then Kyle 212 says Natalie is on a downward spiral.
So kind.
Let's see. Chief Double Down says, boo, Lewis is trying to start drama lately. Or is trying to start lady drama. I see what he's saying. Lady drama, no. No, come on. I don't want any drama between Shannon and Natalie. I want them to love each other. If you guys subscribe to CastDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP. Both Natalie and Shannon agreed to have a makeout session on camera if we get 150 subscribers this week, right?
Yes.
See, thank you. Can I get sued for that? Like, if they subscribe and then they don't do it, can they have a class action lawsuit against me? And
how are they going to prove?
Can the courts force these girls to make out?
How are they
going to
prove you got 150?
How can they prove it?
What do you mean?
How can they prove that 150 people signed up?
That is true.
Fudge the numbers.
That is true. Natalie, what do you got to plug?
My magazine. It's a cool magazine, a lot of interviews, some comedians, and you can go to @classytrashymagazine on Instagram. There's all the information.
Do you know that the magazine business is a dying industry?
I do, but I feel like comedy, you don't really have anything concrete to show for yourself.
Right.
And so I want to make something that I could actually...
These are like little memorabilias. People could hold on to the rest of their life. Do you sign each issue?
It's kind
of
retro.
Yeah, almost. It's retro. It's vintage.
I like it. All right, vintage. So you got to use those key words.
It's vintage. It's retro. Norman Reedus is in this issue, which is cool.
Norman Reedus. I love Norman Reedus. Literally my favorite person in the world. So,
yeah.
Zach Amico.
He asked me about you.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He said he saw me on your show. He's like, wow, Lewis is so cool.
Dude, Norman's a fucking man, dude. Zach?
Follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Wrestling here on Gas Digital, Saturdays at 11 a.m. And if you are in the Pennsylvania area, I will be at the Mahoning Drive-In on August the 7th and 8th for the Troma Dance Film Festival. Two full nights of feature films and live podcast bands will be really fun.
First of all, Gas Digital subscribers, go use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to every episode of the Gas Digital Network. Everything from Real Life Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me Podcast, 9,000 hours of streaming content available at your fingertips, uncensored and ad-free. Plus, you get access to the Racist Live Chat, which you can't get anywhere else. Also, I got a gig coming up, the Soul Joel Comedy Festival with Dave Smith and Zach Amico. We're going to be co-headlining, me and Dave. Zach's going to be a special guest featuring. It's 155 Railroad Plaza, Royersford, Pennsylvania, Soul Joel Comedy Club and Lounge. This is a 7 p.m. show. It's BYOB. Bring your own food. You can bring tents, chairs, anything. They're all like individual pods. It's a socially distant show. Pretty cool fucking show, and it's going to be a lot of fun, dude. Dave's got a bunch of great new material, as do I. Zach is a fucking killer, killing everywhere we're going right now. So go do that right now. Let's see. Also, yeah, subscribe on all of my other things, all of my other platforms, obviously like the social medias and the YouTubes and all that shit. My YouTube channel is going to start blowing up right now because you guys know I am fighting Jason Ellis sometime early 2021. Whether we do it in front of a big crowd or we do it in a gym, we have both agreed to have a mixed martial arts competition. I have returned to training this month, starting next month in August. If you guys subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/LewisJGomezComedy, you could follow along with the journey back to being in shape, the journey to learning how to fight. You know, it's starting all over again. If you guys want access to that, you want to. If you don't want to hear me talk about it on the podcast, more importantly, if you could, you could hear it just on my YouTube channel. We're doing a brand new weekly web series presented by the great Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom is the shit. They came out and they're supporting my entire fight camp, so I'm able to train more, train harder, have a lot of cool opportunities, travel. It's going to be a really, really fun project. So make sure you guys go follow me on YouTube.com/LuisJGomezComedy. And yeah, Shannon's the thing is, right?
Ding.
Ding. All right. All right. There we go. Yeah, that's right. I'm doing another fight, Natalie. It's not even a big deal. I mean, whatever.
How are you preparing?
I'm just fucking going in there, sparring, crushing it.
Where? You know. Going in where?
In Brooklyn. Sbarro's. I go to Sbarro's.
Okay.
And no, I've been training with Diego Lopez in Brooklyn. Which he's the fuck, you know Diego, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast. A little skinny fucking redhead. You think he could beat his ass, but then fucking yeah. He's also super like left wing, like feminist, you know, art fag, which is cool as well. Which I, you know, like who gives a shit? You know, like I'm not one of these people that I don't judge people based off of their stupid political beliefs. You know, I treat everyone else the way that people should treat me. You know, who cares if you fucking believe in all that horse shit? Good for you. And that's on both sides. If you really give a fuck about politics and you're like, I give Dave Smith a pass because he's my brother. But let's get real. You're a little bit gay. OK, so if you're all into the like you're super, if that's your whole fucking identity and oh my fucking God, like, wow, that's gay. But that's not Diego. Diego has many layers. He doesn't make that who he is. He hangs out with somebody like me who is a fucking Nazi comedian. He could fucking put that aside. So I could put aside the fact that he's a redheaded art fag. But what I do notice is every time I tweet something provocative, he takes it a little bit harder on me in sparring.
What do you mean?
Like he punches me harder in the face.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to get more racist throughout this fighting camp is what I'm saying. The more racist I get, the harder I'm going to have to fucking train. So, all right. So, Dildo, am I paying you too much to run my Twitch? 20%. A lot of people are saying this is too much in the chat. What do you guys think?
I mean, you're paying me to be your full-time producer. This isn't like I actually have to like
well, here's
be on
my
top
problem.
Of you and get your schedule.
My problem is you know, you haven't been. My stream's falling apart. The graphics aren't there. You came one time. Now you're just making money. Now Dildo's just making money. Now he's just chilling. And then he also complained about it.
No. What did I say to you on the Laz Realist podcast?
I feel like
don't
you,
lie.
At least once a week, you should be at my place, making sure everything looks good, upgrading things. At least once a week.
And don't lie. What did I say to you at the last time show? We were outside.
I don't
what
listen when
you
talk. Why do you think I would lie?
Okay, fine.
I don't know what you said. I have no fucking clue. And I got him more clients.
I asked you.
And I got him more clients.
I asked you. Oh no.
He's on fire. Boom shakalaka.
And I got him more clients.
I said to you this weekend, and what did you show me? You showed me a picture.
What? Yeah.
Hey, first of all, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Yeah.
You said I couldn't come this weekend. You literally said no.
Okay, just shut the fuck up. What's wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you?
You told me no.
He's just the worst. I can't stand him. He's just the fucking worst. He's not a dude. He's not a fucking producer. He's not a producer. He's nothing.
That almost got precarious.
He's just the fucking worst. I can't stand him. You need to show up once a week from now on, okay?
Let's schedule it.
It's fucking Dildo. 20% is a lot. Like, let's say the stream starts, even just making fucking $1,000 a month, that's $200 a month to sit there and do nothing.
That's not nothing.
Doing nothing so far.
That's not true.
You've done nothing. So you need
so
to start.
Far.
You need to start doing.
Okay.
We need to start doing, Dildo, and let's fucking make this thing blow up.
We're going to kill it. Absolutely. Go subscribe to Lewis's Twitch channel right now.
I can't see. 20% of the donations unheard of. Let's see. Lewis is a boomer if he can't set up his own thing. Bring back Nate. Dylan sounds like a bitch. Cuck Dylan. Cabbage Fingers on your side. He says, stand strong, Dylan. He's testing your alpha. Dylan keeps on going to the fucking chat like that's a smart idea. Like he's going to listen to the chat to fucking test me. I'll fucking remove him from everything. It's crazy.
Don't listen to the chat. These are people that have nothing better to do at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
These are not the people you want giving you life advice.
Dylan's complaining. He's saying that's 50 a week in the chat now. He's specifically complaining. Wow,
that's
Dylan.
Another Dylan. I'm
no, that's you, Dylan.
Mark.
That's fucking you. I'm looking at it right now. Dylan's complaining to the chat about the money that he's fucking making. I said, yeah, even if it just makes $1,000, that's $200 a month for doing nothing.
Dylan, I know you don't want to say it out loud, so just say it in the chat. Are you gay?
Dylan, admit it in the chat.
Are you a homosexual? Just let us know in the chat.
God damn
it. I don't want to embarrass you on the air.
So we'll see. We'll see if Dylan's going to keep on being my producer. It's just falling apart. I don't have any of my graphics done. Dylan was supposed to get these graphics done. It was a whole thing. So let's see. All right, really quick, guys. We must thank Yo Kratom, YoKratom.com, sponsoring this show, Skankfest, my entire fight camp. Fans of this show over the age of 21, you got to go check out Yo Kratom if you are into Kratom. They are home of the $60 kilo. That's right, $60 kilo, full kilo for $60. If you guys don't know what Kratom can do for you, go do a little research. Shannon loves it. Metzger loves it. A lot of people in my life have been using Kratom and its natural benefits. So make sure you go check out YoKratom.com and grab some for yourself. All right, where were we? Let's go. This is kind of fun. Chinese students in Australia are being scammed into faking their own kidnappings. This is great. Eight students in the state of New South Wales were targeted in a virtual kidnapping scam this year overseas, with relatives paying a total of $3.2 million Australian dollars.
They're called dollary dues.
Dollary dues. First, the scammers make a call to a random number, often speaking in Mandarin. This acts as kind of a filter. Australians who don't understand Chinese typically hang up, while international Chinese students respond in Mandarin. Next, the scammers claim to be a Chinese authority and convince the victim that they have been implicated in a crime in China and warn the victim that they face extradition to China to face criminal charges in court, or even threaten their families with criminal sanctions if they don't cooperate. Then the victims are convinced to fake their own kidnappings and their family is pressed for money. In this case, the scammers order victims to cease contact with their families and friends and rent a hotel room for their own protection and safety. Victims are told to photograph themselves tied up and blindfolded, which are then sent to the victims' families overseas.
Oh, and their faces are blurry just like their genitals.
I think it's kind of funny that she ripped her own shirt to make it look like she was roughed up.
Yeah.
I'm a little disconnected as to how they go from saying they're going to be extradited back to China to saying that they have to kidnap themselves. Do you understand that at all, Shannon?
No, and that's what seems so dumb. But in the article, they say that like they're preying on these people that are kids, and I guess they just, when they hear them speaking their language, is what makes them buy into this ridiculous plot.
Plus, they're probably terrified of the government.
Yeah.
So if they say it's a crime or whatever, they're terrified they're going to jail for the rest of their life.
Yeah, I mean,
it does seem like a stretch, though, that the government would have you kidnap yourself and scam your family for money.
I feel like it's one of those in-the-moment things. Like, you don't think that you would do it, but when you're there, you kidnap yourself.
If I got kidnapped, there's nobody that could pay for me. Like, I guess we could go to Ralph. Who would we go to? If I got kidnapped, who would be the person that they try to get some cash out of? Ralph?
Ralph or Jay. I think Jay would help.
I feel like Jay would not help. Jay would love finally to be able to put everything to rest. No more Legion of Skanks. No more nothing. He'd just be Bonfire full time.
Or he'd blame you and be like, what did you do to get yourself in this situation?
Ralph needs me. If I'm gone, you have to understand what Gas Digital would be if I was gone. I mean, let's get fucking real. It would be as digital. It would be as digital. Shannon, give me the big differences with Gas Digital if I was gone.
I mean, well, there wouldn't really be a Skanks or a Real Ass Podcast or a Believe You Me.
Wow. And that is what, 70% of the listenership of the entire network?
Probably.
So already we're tanking the listenership, which is direct correlation to the amount of money we make through advertising, direct correlation to the amount of subscribers that we have. If Luis J. Gomez goes, you're all done. The fuck, it's done. What do you want me to say? This is a fact. If Ralph was gone,
we'd make it.
Also done.
No, we'd be fine. We'd close the studio for sure.
Zoom from home.
First thing first, we close the studio. So I'm not coming down here. It's fucking East Village. It's iconic. Okay. We'd cut back to one or two producers. We'd cut the fat. It would just be my three shows. We'd cut back 90% of the overhead and still be making 70% of the revenue. It's actually a good thing if Ralph goes. I'm telling you, simple economics. It's a good thing. So if anybody wants to kill Ralph, free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt package in it for you. Wrong or right, Shannon? What do you want me to say?
It's a safe bet because tall people live so long.
Oh, boy. Let's see. What about you, Natalie? Who would we have to go to if we kidnapped you? If we're scamming your family, mm-hmm. we're gonna tie you up. We're gonna rip your shirt. It's gonna get wild.
Did you think about this yesterday?
I did. Okay. I did. Who are we going to in your family to get some cash for you?
My mom.
Your mom. She got some cash.
Well, no, but she
loves you enough that she would fucking make sure.
Yeah.
She found you.
Yeah.
It's a solid scam right there. It's a solid scam. My family never had any money. Couldn't go to anybody. What about you, Zach?
Probably my dad. It's the one. Actually, you know what? No. I think he would assume I got myself into that situation. I think you got to go with my mom.
Yeah. I think that this isn't a very good bit. We should move on.
Yeah.
I've decided that. Yeah, it's pretty good. What, Dylan? No. Dylan's off the show after today. He's annoying.
Basically, this bit was you saying to me and Natalie, what's it like to have parents?
Shut up. Fuck up. It's going, what, Dylan? What?
I was going to say, have you seen those videos of like teenagers like calling their parents with like the voice and it says like, this is a collect call from LA County Jail, your inmate. And then they come on, they're like crying like, hello. And the dad's like, what the fuck did you do?
Can you
like,
stop doing voices?
Okay. We could do something like that.
Including your own.
Yeah.
Do something like that.
So what do? They try to get their parents to give them like bail money or something?
I think the idea is just to see how your parent would react. Would they say, like, would they be like somber? Like, oh my God, what happened? Like some parents are like, you're fucked. And they just hang up. I was like, I'd be down to call my mom and be
Dylan,
like.
Dylan, can we do this? Can we call
that's
your
what
mom?
I said.
Can we? Yeah. All right. Can we call your mom right now on the show and I'll say that I've kidnapped her son?
That was not at all what I fucking planned in the beginning.
Call your mom right now, Dylan. Be fun for once, dude. I swear to God, I'll call your mom and we'll pretend that we kidnapped her son.
No, go.
That
go.
Is fucking terrible.
Not that far. Yes. Dude, he's been arrested.
All right, that's your arrest.
If I call my Israeli dad with the fucking collect call, I'll be real. I wanted to do it.
You're Jewish?
You know.
Yuck.
Yeah, because an Israeli dad's going to take a collect call.
Dylan, let's call your mom and say that you got arrested. I'll pretend to be a police officer. That's funny.
You want to do that right now?
Yeah, call right now. Get her on the horn. That'll be a great little bit.
I'll bring my phone to you right now.
No, get her on the fucking show.
I don't
think I'm going to call her. Why would? What, how fun would that be for the fucking audience that's listening?
Speaker, because you can hear in the mic. I just want
yeah, but
control.
She'll know you called from your phone. You're not going to call from your phone from jail.
From your phone. Okay, exactly. This is the jail.
You're right. I am a retard. You're right. Okay, that's true.
Thank you. So get her on the horn. In the meantime, I'll read some more racist live chat. Dildo, you're fired. Stop talking. Fucking fag. This guy sucks. Dylan confirmed gay. Dylan, have your balls dropped yet? I fucking hate you, Dylan. Just call.
And that's before
why aren't you
they
dialing?
Knew your dad was Israeli.
Why? He's not even dialing. It's fucking crazy. For sure.
Yeah.
He's not listening. Stand him. Natalie. I'm sorry, Natalie. I try to be in a good mood every time you come, and then sometimes I get a little bit.
It's not annoyed. Your fault.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Natalie, if you weren't with your boyfriend, could you see us being together? You could, right? For sure, she could. Thank you. let's see. As if Crocs weren't already the worst shoe ever. I like how Shannon just puts her own little pizzazz into all the fucking...
little Shannon
now.
Sass.
Yeah, a little Shannon Sasserewskis. They partnered with KFC to create a fried chicken scented croc, and they're already sold out.
They're scented.
They're scented like fried chicken.
But who's smelling your feet? That's the question.
I mean, I would imagine the Crocs just smell like shit anyway. It's like they're like open-toed.
Yeah, a rubber shoe.
Yeah, it's, rubber
it smells
shoe.
Like
Do
foot
they
and
smell
rubber.
Bad?
I would assume it smells like feet and rubber.
People love them, though. They're such an ugly, weird shoe, but they would have to be very comfortable. There has to be something about Crocs that are great because people do wear them and they fucking love them and they're horrific looking.
They are very comfortable. It's like nurses wear them a lot because they're so comfortable to stand on all day.
Because I have fat feet and my feet hurt regularly. My legs hurt. So maybe I'll go with Crocs. And I love KFC. I used to work at KFC. Everyone knows this. I worked at KFC for a long time.
But they're sold out.
If you had the Crocs and then you're on the electric scooter, that would be a really good look.
Right?
Yeah.
Natalie, so when you said Natalie's flirting with me, everyone, I want to put this out there. Get in line, boys. Yeah. look, it's a marketing thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much did they cost?
$60. And they sold out in 90 minutes.
Wow.
Gross.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
It's also the whole shoe doesn't smell like fried chicken, just this little charm thingy that looks like a piece of fried chicken.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, it's a little charm thingy. Yeah. Oh.
That's what's scented.
Fucking fake news right there. But I do dig it. I would get fried chicken Crocs. I enjoyed my time at KFC. I there was lessons that I learned at KFC.
Did you ever do anything to someone's food?
Did I? No. There was one girl that I hated. I remember she came through the drive-thru one day, and I looked at her, and I gave her a look like I did, but I didn't. I just wanted her to
That's
think
That's better, almost.
That is better.
Yeah, I felt like I fucked with her head. I was like, here, enjoy. And she was like, and I knew she had to just throw her food out. Yeah, we didn't do that. One time we dropped an entire, there was like a fucking big black lady that was really angry. And when black people want their chicken, they want their chicken. You can't argue with them. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, okay? This is not fucking racism. This is just the fucking fact, okay? And this woman was just fucking angry that she had to wait. She had to wait. So for the grilled chicken at KFC, it takes like 20 minutes, like 22 minutes to grill the chicken. Whereas like the fried chicken's like in and out in like 6 minutes, right? So this woman waited for a grilled chicken. She wanted like 2 16-piece buckets or whatever. And she was waiting for this grilled chicken for 22 minutes. She was bitching and complaining the whole fucking time. And we pulled it out of the fucking thing. And as soon as I pulled it out of the fucking thing, I dropped all the chicken. So it was going to be another 22 minutes. It was going to be a problem. And I remember my manager who was fucking the child who punched me in the face for jerking off in the bathroom, that guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, yeah.
The manager punched him in the face, not the child.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify.
Thank you.
He was like, yeah, I'm going to turn my back. Just make sure that woman gets that chicken. And we all just fucking picked it up off the floor and, you know. But I mean, just chicken on a KFC floor, it is greasy and gross, but I don't know.
It's grosser to get grilled chicken from KFC. I don't know who does that.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Yeah, so, just commit.
Something's wrong with that person. So that was the only time that I think we ever served anything that was, you know, disgusting. It wasn't good. But I used to just sit around at KFC eating. I was so fat when I worked at KFC. So fucking fat. We would just eat chicken. Like, my manager would turn around. I'd just take, like, a drumstick, and I'd just go.
Dude, it's like when a cartoon cat eats a fish and pulls the skeleton out.
Dude, I really would. We would just eat nonstop, dude. I just lived off of KFC. Me and my friends, at the end of the night, we would just, like, always go home with, like, just so, it is so good. I love me some KFC. More than Popeyes. Any day of the week. What do you guys say in the chat? Popeyes or KFC? I say KFC any day of the week, and I enjoy Popeyes. I got no problem with it.
KFC, better chicken. Popeyes, better suds.
I like the mashed potatoes at KFC.
Big Jefferson says, Lewis is so checked out of this show that I think I'm going to stop watching it. Big Jefferson, do one further. How about you fucking hang yourself out in your fucking closet right now, you fucking pussy? Why are you watching a show then? I don't care. Go stop watching it. Oh, I hate that. I hate when people fucking do that. Oh, my holy fucking shit. So stop watching. Stop letting people know that you're not watching, you fucking faggot. Holy shit. Why do you think anybody in the chat who are enjoying this show wants to fucking listen to you say you don't want to watch the show? God fucking damn it. Holy shit. It's because of Lewis. He stopped giving a fuck about the show. This is literally maybe the best podcast in the fucking world. You fucking moron. You fucking moron. Literally, we do the show 3 days a week, an hour and a half a day. It's one of the only interesting podcasts that we fucking have. Holy shit. My fucking podcasts are on fire. All of them. Realize Podcast, Legion of Skanks, believe you me. They've never had a bigger audience. They've never been more interesting. I've never been more engaged. Block Big Jefferson right now, and I'm not kidding about this one. Big Jefferson actually doesn't get to fucking be in the chat for this show today. Think about what you did. Holy shit.
Man rules with an iron fist. I'm talking you up, dog.
Thanks, baby boy. Oh, my God, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ. I fucking... What do? I put out fucking multiple shows nonstop. Nonstop. I just keep on putting out great shows. Constantly engaged, constantly thinking of new things, new bits. We just did Coke Magic a fucking month ago. It was a legendary show. Got Natalie here today. She's gorgeous. She's fucking sitting there. She's fucking pretending to flirt with me. Couldn't be any better. I think I'm not engaged with that. I love it. All right. The chat is annoying. You're right. Maybe we're going to fuck it. Maybe I won't read the chat anymore. That's the problem. I get a little distracted sometimes with these people in the chat, Shannon. I've engaged, here, remember, Shannon, about a month and a half ago, I said, I'm going to get more engaged with the chat. I'm going to bring it up more. And now there's like five people in the chat where I just like, you know what? Fuck these guys. I'm trying to do a great show for everyone. Come out. Have a good time. Laugh a little bit. Make fun of each other. Cook Magic was the shit. Thank you very much. All right, guys, let's thank Cushy Dreams. I love Cushy Dreams. They have CBD-rich hemp flower. It is bud. It looks and smells like the best weed you're ever going to smoke in your entire life. They have pre-rolled joints. It doesn't get you high, though. This is not THC. This is just CBD-rich. I love using this in the morning. A lot of the time when I smoke and I wake and bake, come lunchtime, I get really tired. I get really exhausted. But I like taking the anxiety away. And I'll tell you right now, when you're smoking the CBD flower, it's immediate. A lot of the times when I'm taking the, like if I take edibles or if I take the drops, the effects are a lot more subtle. I don't feel it as clearly as I do when I smoke the actual CBD bud. So that's why I love Cushy Dreams. It's grown in California. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts, and the attention is in the detail. It's 100% hand-trimmed. I'm going to tell you right now, it is some of the best stuff you're ever going to get in your entire life. And right now, if you go to CushyDreams.com and use the promo code RAP, we're going to save you 20% off your entire order. Once again, that's CushyDreams.com. Use the promo code RAP for 20% off. And yeah, grab yourself some amazing CBD-rich flower bud from Cushy Dreams. Okay, where were we? Negaland drop. Fine.
I'm going with you!
Good that job. Was actually the commercial for those KFC Crocs. Yeah,
that's right. All right, let's go. I'm relaxed. Everyone, I'm relaxed. Shut the fuck up. Everyone be cool. Instagram offering hundreds of thousands of dollars to TikTok influencers to move to their new platform, Reels, exclusively. Unnamed sources have revealed that Instagram has offered large sums of TikTok for TikTok influencers, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so what is this new Reels platform? Is this my new platform that I need to go to?
Maybe. It's supposed to be starting next month, and it's going to be a similar platform, short videos.
And is it R-E-E-L-Z?
Yes. No, I think it's L-S.
Yeah. Is there like any sort of like a trailer or anything on it? Because I need to jump onto a new platform soon. All the other ones are dying.
Do you go on TikTok?
I don't go on TikTok.
It's bad.
I can't. It's fucking very annoying.
I feel like a old creepy man.
Yeah, I end up looking at children dancing with their sexy bodies. I can't deal with that.
And their dads. It's weird.
I can't deal with any of that.
Yeah.
Okay. The one girl, she's the biggest TikTok influencer in the world. She's like literally 16 years old. 16 years old. It's just her dancing in bikinis. You're like, what are you doing? That's not okay.
I feel like the views are fake, aren't they?
Are they?
Like, doesn't TikTok like boost your first video so that you think that you're doing a good job and you make more videos?
I don't know, but I know that they do things like they have like algorithms and they put better looking people and they push their stuff more and it's fucking...
Yeah, it's unattractive people and poor people are like taken away because they don't want to show poor people either.
Yeah.
I found a demo video for Reels.
Let's see the demo video for Reels. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. Oh, it's really... All right, turn it off. It's making me angry right now. It's making me actually legitimately angry. I can't look at those people making those faces, doing those dances. So, but as a comedian, people do put other stuff on TikTok, right? So you could put like videos of you doing comedy, podcast content, right?
Nobody's going to watch it. They're just going
to watch 12-year-old. They want to have children dancing.
I feel like people are doing that thing where they just like say their jokes into a camera. I feel
that. Oh, the front-facing comedy?
Right.
Ugh.
Let's see. Agro says, check out this Italian chick with massive tits on TikTok. And he put a link. Right, let's see what happens. Is this a child? Probably. I need to verify. Yeah, they don't allow me to go on TikTok. So there we go. Yeah, I mean, look, maybe I'll get on that platform. I don't know. There has to be... Is there no new platform for words and, like, text? And sharing
ideas.
Yeah,
that shit's over.
Now people are getting stupider and stupider.
That's very frustrating. Because I'm just getting older and older and less appealing to look at on camera. You know? I got to figure something out. All right, so let's see. Ellen DeGeneres show. No, no, let's talk about this. Let's talk about Rogan and the video games. He doesn't like video games? What happened? What do you say, Dylan? Now you can talk when I call upon you.
Yeah. So Rogan was going on like a little rant saying about how he's been playing a lot of video games and he just thinks that it's basically, I'm looking for the article too. He basically thinks it's a drug and people are going to be wasting their lives doing it. And then he's got a bunch of backlash. One second.
Isn't Rogan the guy who like got a, before people had high speed internet, got like a $10,000 a month connection so he could play video games in his house? I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure he's speaking from that place. So, like, I understand what he's saying. If you, like, I do this a lot. Like, I spend a lot of time playing video games. And now I've started playing, I've started streaming on Twitch, which I've monetized and making a little bit of cash off of it.
I have the clip when you're ready.
Okay, all right, pull up the clip, sure.
Okay. And video games are a real problem. They're a real problem. You know why? Because they're fucking fun.
Addictive.
And you don't, yeah, well, I have a real problem with them. And you do them, and they're real exciting, but you don't get anywhere.
Right.
It's like you could do, like martial arts, right? You could learn jiu-jitsu. You get obsessed by jiu-jitsu. And then 3 years later, you're like an elite jiu-jitsu athlete. You're like, you're entering in competitions. You're a purple belt.
You're moving up.
Yeah, you're doing well. Right. You're thinking like, I might be able to open my own school one day.
You got confidence.
Yeah, if I have 100 students and those 100 students are paying me X amount of dollars per month, I can make a living. Holy shit, I can have this would be amazing. And then you see your jiu-jitsu school and your jiu-jitsu instructor has all these students and drives a Mercedes and he's got a nice family and like, that's the future. This way you're doing something exciting and fun and you don't, or you could just be playing fucking video games. 3 years later you could be that same kid just playing video games, waiting for the next Vix, whatever the fuck game is, you know, next Xbox game to come out, and you're gonna waste your time.
All right, so I get what he's saying there.
Yeah,
I get what he's saying.
All you do.
Yeah.
And then Ninja responded. I don't know if you want to watch that video.
All right, watch Ninja's response.
Okay. I feel like he's just saying everything in moderation.
Yeah, for the most part. I get what he's saying. Ninja's a Twitch streamer and a Fortnite guy.
Going on about Joe Rogan, his comment about video games or like gamers. And I think where he was coming from, or what he was talking about specifically, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but what I watched the whole thing and try to get context of it. I watched, you know, before and after the clip that was just, you know, being posted on or on Twitter. It sounds like he's talking about like the top 1%, like the very odd or one-off chance that you're going to be a professional player, an esports player, and a successful one at that, right? I mean, you can be a professional esports player and, you know, beyond like a tier two, tier three org, which is not maybe paying you the most. And obviously, if you're not winning and being paid a lot, you're not a big streamer, then you're not really making a lot of money.
Get to the fucking point, Ninja.
Yeah.
How long is this?
It's like fucking 2 minutes.
I hate his head. I hate his head so much.
Skip a little bit just to see if it gets.
I mean, there's streaming, just content creation, YouTube.
Look at the camera.
You know, being a professional player, being a
thing around. All right, you know, well, all right, I got it. Stop talking, Dylan. Don't talk again. Jesus Christ. Also, Ninja looks like if we combine Shannon and Dylan into one person, it would look like Ninja. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Just trashing people to their fucking face, dude. No one's safe. So yeah, what Rogan's saying, he's technically right. I get what he's saying. And I don't know what the numbers are. But the path to becoming a professional gamer or somebody who can make money on Twitch or YouTube, that path, I would think, is probably harder than the path that Rogan's talking about, which is like, it's sort of a practical thing. Like he's saying, like, you know, you get good at jiu-jitsu and you sort of say, hey, this could be my lifestyle. Opening up a jiu-jitsu studio is not really, it doesn't take the top 1% of the talent in the world to be able to do something like that. If you're motivated and savvy, you can be a business owner. There's a lot of business owners that aren't like fucking crazy high IQ, super motivated people. They just sort of go down that path. And I think that that's sort of what he was saying, that with playing video games, more likely than not, and I do agree with this, more likely than not, it's going to be a lot of logged in hours of wasting your life. And I do that a lot. Like, instead of working out, I will play video games. Instead of working on myself or you know, getting, you know, filing paperwork that I need to file, I end up finding myself playing video games and wasting that time. Now, I am making a little bit of cash with it, but I'm also somebody who has a decent following. I'm not making that much cash, you know? So it's like.
But at what point are you also just blowing off steam?
What's the difference between, like, watching playing video games and binge watching television.
I think that's also the same thing. You sort of are. I think that might be what he's saying as well, which is like, you can make a decision to like your time is sort of your time, right? And when you, I really have to agree with this, right? Your time is your time. So I can spend those 2 hours watching, you know, binge watching television, or I can spend those 2 hours doing something that is tangibly productive, and I can start stacking up those hours of production, which will turn into something valuable for me, or I can waste away. And I think that's really all that he's saying. It's not a knock on video games. And he did even say, like, oh, they're fun. That's why it's, and it is really fun. You get addicted because it's really, really fun. But it is a there's a negative side to it. There's just like, there's probably a negative side to the way we watch TV now. So it used to be, you know, your favorite TV show would come on Sunday night, 9 o'clock, you'd all get around, you and your best friends. And that was sort of your big TV time. And now everything comes out at once. You binge watch an entire season. You can just sit there in bed and do absolutely nothing. And I don't really think it's even up for debate that you'd be better served even just exercising or even just working on everyone listening to the show right now. You, Natalie, everyone here in studio, everyone, we all know if I were to say, hey, take a pen, write down 10 things that you need to do right now to improve your life, right? 10 things. Just write them down. We could all fucking list them off. You could all, the first 10 things that you could do right now today to make yourself better, to make yourself healthier, stronger, faster, smarter, funnier, whatever it is, whatever your thing is, right? And you know them already. You could step back and say, you know the answer. And instead of doing them, we binge watch TV and we play video games. Instead of doing them, I know the things. I can tell you right now, there's things that I could be doing right fucking now, things that I need to purchase, things that I need to get done around the house, things. And I played video games this morning. I'm applying for a home right now in New Jersey. Instead of doing everything this morning, I have to rush after this before I go to the fucking beach and get everything done because I played video games for 2.5 hours this morning.
Oh, I feel like quarantine also like really brought that to the forefront because people had all this free time. And 4 months, you could really accomplish a lot in 4 months.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
A lot of people didn't.
A lot of people didn't. A lot of people sat around wasting away. And this is why when, you know, people are getting stimulus checks and people are getting, you know, people are getting, what are they, the government, like, fucking...
Unemployment?
It's unemployment, but they're giving these other things.
The bonus, the 600.
Yeah, and you're going, like, I don't think, if you looked at everybody in the past 4 months, are they in a better place than they were 4 months ago? I don't think so. I think most people aren't. I think most people are sitting around waiting, and I don't think that really did anything for anybody. So, yeah, and the stream, I do apologize for people watching live. The stream is very, very choppy right now. It keeps on going in and out, Shannon. So.
We're working on it on the back end.
Yeah, sorry, guys, for everyone watching on the back end. All right. So, yeah, I think that, I don't even remember what we were just talking about. Fuck,
Joe Rogan video.
Joe Rogan, sorry. So, yeah, I need to probably pull it back a little bit and be a little bit more regimented with it, because I find myself playing for fucking hours. I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'll play until I have to come. I'll do 4 or 5 hour streams at a time. It's crazy. All right, so let's talk about Ellen DeGeneres. What happened with Ellen now? She's under investigation. This has been for a little while though. People keep talking about how she's racist or shitty or toxic. How is she toxic? Do you have any info on this?
Well, we've heard for years that people that have worked with her have said that she's like an awful person. There's apparently a rule. You're not allowed to look at her on set. Anyone that makes eye contact with her. People have said they've had to take leave because of like issues and they got fired the very next week. And apparently Warner Brothers is opening an investigation right now going through everyone that's worked with Ellen. So basically we're either going to get a lot of juicy stories or it's all bullshit.
Let me get some more coffee, Dylan.
Okay.
Now, don't make eye contact with me. I think that, fuck it. You know, I'll defend Ellen here. I'll take the Ellen side on this.
What else is she's just not making eye contact and being mean?
She's just kind of shitty, I think. She's kind of a shitty boss.
Isn't everyone shitty?
Yeah, I think so.
She also, like, forces her lifestyle onto the people around her. So, like, there was a Twitter thread. Somebody was like, if you've worked for Ellen and you have a story about her just being a cunt, basically, reply to this thread. And one was like, her studio was next to another TV show's studio, and it was somebody, like the producer's 60th birthday, so they had a barbecue for him, and she made them shut down the barbecue because she's vegetarian and does not want to smell grilled meat. So, like, she made them cancel the show next door's birthday party because she was offended by it.
I mean, it's kind of badass.
It's awesome. It's real ass. Ellen doesn't give a fuck. Ellen has achieved a level of fucking greatness, okay? She's successful enough. She has this many people working underneath her that she wants to act a certain way. I don't know what to say.
Okay, this is my argument, though. As a comic, she should respect her writers, which That's she true. Doesn't. She hired scab writers during the writer's strike. And then during quarantine, she hired a scab crew instead of her own crew to shoot at her house. So, like a non-union crew. So she's shitty to her employees.
I don't know.
As a comic, if you're a comic on TV and you abuse your writers, the people that the people that put the words in your fucking mouth,
yeah,
you're a fucking scumbag.
It's gross, yeah.
Sure. I don't know. You know. As somebody who abuses his employees, I have to say that it's just not that big of a fucking deal if she's kind of shitty. And
she just seems like a bad person. Another one was a waitress who got fired because Ellen called the restaurant and complained that her waitress had chipped nail polish and it disgusted her.
But that's so, at that point, it's like people that are listening to her are assholes too. That's crazy.
I have another Twitter reply. Okay, what's the another same one? Thing. A guy says, my brother is a Wish kid. His wish was to be at the 12 Days of Ellen, which was arranged 1 month before they canceled because, quote unquote, Ellen refuses to interact with disabled people. Crushed his heart.
That's fucked. I think that's the most around. Fucked up one.
I mean, come on. He's a real ass dude. He refuses to interact with disabled people. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass
dude. They can't dance, so she has no use for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's true. Do we have any footage of Ellen with disabled kids? I bet you she's out there doing shit. I bet you she does good shit for people, too. And I bet you the good that she does for the world outweighs the bad. And I don't really have a ton of sympathy for a bunch of fucking Hollywood assholes that fucking work for the Ellen DeGeneres Show. They're not... I got to be honest with you. I don't think I bet you fuck it anything. We would hate all of those people that work for the Ellen DeGeneres Show personal level. And we would go, good. I'm glad they're being abused. They fucking suck.
But it's not Hollywood assholes. It's regular Joes working on the show, like union dudes doing lights. Like those are regular working class people. They're not Hollywood elite.
Yeah.
They have chipped nail polish, for Christ's sake.
That is true. That's not very Hollywood. Yeah. Look, but maybe does she do a bunch of philanthropic stuff? I nailed that word, by the way.
She stuck the landing.
She has a really hot girlfriend.
Who's her girlfriend?
Portia de
Rossi. Still? She's still with that chick?
I think so.
No. Is that chick still hot? No way. Impossible.
And yeah, in the newer Arrested Development, she has changed a lot.
Let's see her as well. I have no idea. I thought that she was fucking over that bitch a while ago. If I was Ellen, that's why I think Ellen's a good person too, because Ellen's been with the same chick for a long time.
Yeah, but that's the best she can do.
You think so? No. Ellen could. Are you kidding me? No. Ellen, first of all, that chick's not hot. That chick fucking.
She used to be.
Well, okay. Let's get a before.
Yeah, she got Ellen'd.
Yeah, seriously. She's okay. Back in the day, she's just okay.
That's better.
She's okay. She's fucking, you know, whatever. She's just better looking than Ellen.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah, when she was young, she's. She's just fine. Ellen, if Ellen wanted to, she could have most straight women. Do you know how much money Ellen has?
True.
Do you know how much money Ellen has? She could just fucking walk into a room and just be like, I'm going to take that bitch. And I bet you more straight women are attracted to Ellen than people would let on to. Right? She's a powerful woman.
Pretty non-threatening.
The fact that I find out looks-wise. That Ellen is also mean makes her even more attractive. Ellen comes off like a fucking boss after I find out that she's not like, hey, what's going on, everyone? Like that goofy bitch that she plays on TV. I like the fact that Ellen has a little bit of fucking balls and people are afraid when she enters the room a little bit. People should be afraid. When I enter, Dylan should be trembling in fucking fear.
But you're okay? upfront about that. Like she's pretending to be something that she's not.
But that's what America wants. This is why I'm not on ABC.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. This is why I don't have my own morning show on ABC. I'm not an international star, okay? It's because I'm a little bit upfront, and she's playing a character. That's okay.
I found a list of 51 different charities and
philanthropic things that Ellen has done.
She's donated money or supported ACLU.
What?
of Southern California, American Wild Horse Preservation Campaign, Andre Agassi Foundation for Education, Artists Against Racism, Best Friends Animal Society.
Look at this.
It's 51 different
countries. So she's hurt a fucking assistant's feelings.
I'm sure those are all very nice tax breaks, too.
Maybe. I don't know. But, you don't have to do all that shit. You don't make more money by donating money. You know that, right? It doesn't matter that you get a tax break. They're tax write-offs, meaning that some of the money you get back for donating it. But it's not all of it. It still comes out of your fucking pocket. Yeah, I got, I'll tell you right now, that's the problem. It's like, so the story is with Ellen is that she's a little bit mean, a little bit of a harsh person. What?
Stop clicking your pen.
Literally, kick Dylan out of the studio. Kick him out of the studio. Kick him out of the studio. Dylan, you're off the show today. You're off the show today. I'm serious. Go. I'm going to stop clicking my fucking pen. Are you out of your fucking mind? What is going on here? The fucking level of disrespect. I'll click my fucking pen all the live long day. Nonstop.
And you say you're on Ellen's side.
Go. I don't care, Dylan. You're off the show today.
While I don't support your tyranny, I dislike Dylan enough that I'm okay with this.
Go. Slowly go. I don't care. He's gone today. I'm sick of it. He interrupts too much. Fucking yaps.
Yeah, he's got to stop trying to Sam Roberts his way onto.
Yeah, he's
got to
learn his. Just relax, sit back, learn your fucking role.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go. I don't want you on the show today. Do whatever you got to do. Go run around the block. Come back after the show's over. I don't want to see you. You're making me angry.
It's 90 degrees out. Why does he have a hoodie?
Who would stop my show to tell me to stop clicking a pen? Like nobody in the fucking chat, nobody in the audience, nobody listening to it was like, oh my god, he's got to stop clicking that pen. Oh my god, it's fucking
yeah, that's like the third or fourth thing wrong with you in the moment.
Who fucking cares? Why would he stop the show to do that? Who does that? Shannon, am I wrong here? Am I being too harsh on Dylan?
Shannon just came. Shannon's chair is soaked.
You know what? I am like the person that gets the most annoyed by like little noises and stuff, and I didn't even register that was happening.
It's crazy. It's such a fucking crazy thing, dude. You let him just go walk around the block a few times. We're ending the show in 10 minutes. It's all good. He'll be okay. Natalie, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. I don't want you to see me this way. I want you to see me as a very nice, friendly guy. But
he deserved it.
He did deserve it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine somebody told you on your show to stop clicking the fucking pen.
Yeah, you got
to
click your pen if you want to.
I know. These producers are very disrespectful. What happened with Carlton? Wasn't he supposed to call in today?
I'm still working with Gabby on it.
Yeah. That show, I listened back to some of it as well. I was not wrong. Carlton was being a dick to me. Suarez, not only did this fucking asshole put out my email address to the world, to the masses, which I'm getting emails every day now. This cocksucker, I didn't realize this. When I came onto the show, he said something like this. He was like, if I could pull it up, you could even hear it. If you pull up the episode that I'm on, he calls me a dum-dum in this very condescending way. Right, I couldn't.
And that's such a Bobby quote too.
Yeah, he's like, come on, dumb dumb. Like whatever it was, whatever he was doing, you're gonna hear this. It's gonna make you furious, right? It would be like Dylan, like me having, and no offense, because I got to go bigger than you, Natalie. You're great. Everyone loves you, but like to YKWD, what I am is like, you know, I'm one of the fucking guys who made that show. Okay, that
the
show
what?
Was built. Why Robert Kelly's podcast?
Okay, yeah.
That show was built off of the
record. Before your time.
Okay. So for me, like I am a fucking guest of a very, very high level.
It's like when Alec Baldwin does SNL.
Yes. Yes. It was sort of, yeah, let's see. G. Rhino says Calta was being normal. Lewis was on his period. No, I wasn't on my period. You
said it's
person.
right when you show up on
right
the show?
When I show up on the show. Yeah. Cause you can't hear my,
right before you show up.
Go ahead.
He goes, I said, Gabby's going to message you. He goes, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna make her wait. I love making people wait. Like,
that's people think that's a power move.
He's gonna wait. He wanted to wait to respond to my text message.
Yes.
Are they talking about you?
Yeah, suppose.
Yeah, but it's a power move when you don't.
So it's fine. You keep playing. They're talking about me. So I was talking about how Gabby texted me. I was with Bobby, and I was like, I was kidding. I was like, I'm gonna make her wait. I'm not gonna respond to her back yet. Just to fuck around. So now they're having a serious conversation about how this was a power move on my end. And yeah, obviously it's a fucking power move. Obviously.
I don't like that Bobby's footage is in HD because it looks like his own memorial footage. Yeah. It looks like there should be dates at the bottom.
Go ahead, keep playing it.
You don't tell anybody.
Right. Well, like,
and you just do it. When you tell the guy who it's my show and I'm going to say it on my show, now it's not a power move. You're just an idiot. There he is.
Perfect timing.
Speaking of dum-dums.
There, pause it.
Oh,
that's it right there.
Who said speak? Like who just it. Said that?
Both of them. Rewind to 10 seconds. Both of them. I want to just point out what the fuck's going on here. Okay? I want to just show what the fuck's going on here. And this is real. I mean, this is actual disrespect. This isn't fucking like, I get that it's a fucking bit. Go ahead, play it.
Just people do said, it. When you tell the guy who it's my show and I'm going to say it on my show, now it's not a power move. You're just an idiot. There he is.
Perfect timing.
Speaking of dum-dums.
Just an idiot. Perfect timing. Speaking of dum-dums. These fucking, and I'm gonna choose my words carefully here. Talentless producers have the fucking nerve to trash me as I'm coming on your fucking show as a guest. I mean, what world does Mike fucking Suarez go? Speaking of dumb, you're not Bobby fucking Kelly. You're not Patrice. You're not Jim Norton. You don't get to fucking condescend.
You're not Deepu.
You're not even fucking Deepu.
Kelly Festuca did your job competently.
I mean, what the fuck are we talking about? Speaking of dumb dumbs, why am I being condescended by a fucking bad producer who leaves my fucking email address? I watched this back and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why would anybody, if Shannon, if you and Dylan disrespected my fucking guests and started calling them stupid as they were coming on, like they weren't the fucking star of that fucking show for a period, it would be a problem. I was like, why are you disrespecting the guests? Why would you do that? But Carlton and Bobby just sit there. It's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. I mean, what do you want me to say? I deserve an apology. I want an apology. I want an apology from Suarez. I want an apology from Gabby. I want an apology from Calta. I'll let Bobby slip because Bobby's done enough for me in my career. But those people have done nothing. Those people have done nothing for me. Jesus Christ. Hey, Suarez, every year for Skankfest, he's like, hey, dude, you're Skankfest? Dude, of course. Not even a question. Not even a fucking question. Put this fucking asshole on the poster. Right? But then I come on your fucking show. Oh, speaking of dum-dums, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Learn to fucking produce. Learn to not include people's fucking numbers. Ooh, imagine fucking disrespecting one of my guests like that. Ooh. I want an apology from all three of them. It can be written. It can be written. If it needs to be written, it's fine. Gabby, Calta, and fucking Suarez. So.
What was the text?
What'd you say?
What was the text?
What text?
That you're waiting to respond to.
Well, I don't remember. What are you talking
about? They were saying how you were, the entire setup to that was that you were waiting for
response. She was asking me to do the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I'm being funny. I was being funny in the moment, Bobby, obviously. Oh, it makes me fucking angry. My problem was I watched the stream back because he put the fucking thing in, and then I realized they were just shitting on me the whole time before I got there. That's not busting balls. That's actually just being a shitty person. It's being a shitty friend. Before I come on the show for 10 minutes, you spend the time fucking trashing me. It's not even like if it was Bobby and fucking Voss, I'd take it because these are people that I fucking respect, who I love, who I've known a long time. But I have these fucking dingleberries trashing me.
But hold up. I mean, watch your words. You're going a little far here.
It's nuts. All these fucking people. I'm coming into another. This is what happens every few years with me. I get into a place where I stop being nice and I start getting real.
That's good.
Shut up, Shannon. This is a true story. True story. I get into these moods. Okay, and I start going like, yeah, I'm not your fucking silly ass little fucking clown, bitch. You don't fucking know me that way. Let's not fucking get this shit twisted, okay? I work harder than anybody that I fucking know. I put in more fucking time than anybody that I fucking know. And nobody really gives me anything. Nobody is handing me fucking anything. So I get these little fucking, yeah, once in a while, I'm like, yeah, no, you're not going to fucking talk down to me. I'm not going to be your, I'm not an asshole that you're making fun of for 10 minutes before I come on the show. And then I come in like, hey, look, I'm everyone's friends. I'm the star of this fucking show. But the tone of the show is, oh, Lewis is a fucking idiot. He's an asshole. He's a fucking, no.
That's the tone of this show.
Exactly. But that's the thing. Like, I don't have a thin skin. I have the fucking thickest skin in comedy. There's nobody else who takes a beating better than me. But then fucking give me a beating, mush. Suarez, say it to my fucking face. Call me dumb to my fucking face when I'm there. And then let me trash you for being who the fuck you are. Right? That's, I don't like, I really don't fucking like that. It really fucking made me angry. It really, I mean, the fact that, I wouldn't even be saying any of this if it didn't, wasn't a moron and didn't put out my fucking email address. Right? They, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Ooh, and then I watched that beginning of that show back and I was like, this is what this is. I got, you know, then there's Dylan chiming in the chat. Now, fuck you, Dylan. You're not even allowed in the chat. Dylan, get out of the chat. You're not even allowed there.
You just can't get enough.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Get me started, dude. It's making me fucking mad.
It's not good.
I'm sorry. I just fucking, it really, I watched that back and it just made me so angry.
Yeah.
Just, it's very condescending. I'm like, well, what am I even doing? I don't go on the show. Why would I go on the show if that's what I am?
Well, you know? Haven't even opened your mouth yet. You exactly. Don't even get a chance.
I know. I mean, especially because what do we talk about? Kalta sat there on the fucking show and said nothing. Literally, the show was me and Bobby going back and forth having an interesting conversation. So what are we even talking about? Ooh, get me fucking.
Can I say in your defense, Lewis, that there have been guests on this show that have not done a great job and have even...
Natalie!
Of course not. No, that have even been shitty to you and you like kept your cool and were very respectful to them the whole time, even if they were shitty to you.
Yeah, because it's my job as a host to make sure that we make these fucking guys look good. That's the job as a host. It's supposed to, you're supposed to make the guests look good. We're supposed to be having a conversation where people are engaged, having fun. And look, I'm not trashing Bobby because Bobby's the fucking best. And I love Bobby with all my heart. I really do. The
guy's, I'd like to second that. Bobby's always so, been so fucking nice to me.
What'd you say?
Bobby's always been so
Bobby,
fucking nice.
No, Bobby's
to me.
The fucking best. But that whole thing there really put me in a fucking bad mood. It really did. And I watch it back and I'm going like, why am I going to share this? Like literally that's, it's not like they're not busting my balls before I get there. They're talking about me like I'm some fucking asshole. And then there's this weird tone on the show. And I'm wondering why there's this weird tone. I'm going like, oh, because either Kalta doesn't like me or these guys are fucking disrespecting me. But whatever the thing is, I'm not fucking, it's not a, I'm not the special guest, Luis J. Gomez. That's crazy.
No, you're the special guest, Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah. All right. Boiling Rage Lewis, Buddy C. Buddy says, yeah, maybe I got a little bit of rage in me. A little bit of rage. But that's okay. I'm going to the beach right now, Shannon. Where should I go?
I don't really know where you go around here. I always go to Jersey.
I'll go to Jersey.
There you go. Go to the shore. Go get drunk. Hang out in the sun.
Which one?
Jenkins. Jersey.
Are you trying to get me to get alcohol poisoning? Yeah. She said, go get drunk, hang out in the sun, drive a little. Yeah. Have fun.
Take a scooter.
Yell at Italians.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I gotta figure it out. Which beach should I go to? Anybody, any suggestions?
Go to Jones Beach.
Where's Jones Beach?
It's like Long Island.
Right? Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I'm going to go fucking go party a little bit, relax a little bit, enjoy my afternoon. All right, I want to thank everyone for watching today's show. It's another Real Ass Podcast in the books. Go follow Natalie Cuomo and everything. So great, so funny. Thank you for joining us, Natalie. You come in every time. You're a delight. Really love having you on the show. Zach Gambico, obviously follow him on everything. Zach is not funny. And we will be back on Friday. Oh, it's Tommy. Tommy Pope on Friday. Another great edition of the Real Ass Podcast. We will check you then.
That's all, folks.